Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Wednesday, August the 1st, 2018. This is The Daily. The Nintendo financial results were released today for quarter one in the fiscal year of 2018. The Switch has sold just under 20 million units. The Switch's sales rate is quite comparable to the speed of the Nintendo Wii, which sold just over 20 million in the first 13 months. Currently, 11 games have sold over a million, with Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, Nintendo Labo, and Mario Tennis Aces being recently added to the list. Super Mario Odyssey is at the top of the list with over 11 million copies sold, followed by Mario Kart 8 Deluxe at 10.35 million and Zelda Breath of the Wild at 9.32 million. The Switch has done very well as we approach its second holiday season, which will prove whether the system will take off or break off. Mario Tennis Aces has been given another update with version 1.2.0. Some of the changes include increasing the energy consumed during a zone shot serve, decreasing the distance of being blown away by a powerful shot, turning off the X button for trick shots, and a multitude of character-specific changes with Toad, Toadette, Wario, Waluigi, and Bowser Jr. You can check out the update notes for this and other games by going to support.nintendo.com and using the search function. On the subject of updates, Splatoon 2 got a new update with a map from Splatoon 1 called Anchovy Games, along with four brand new weapons. It went live last night at 8 p.m. Eastern. And in the mobile world, Animal Crossing Pocket Camp got a recent update to version 1.7.0, providing new terrain, a revamped goal screen, streamlined gardening, and an increase to the max number of items you're allowed to carry. I've said this before, but let me reiterate, it's so awesome to see how much Nintendo is pushing out continuous updates. It gives me more reason to go back to games I probably intended to play again, but now I'll have extra things to look forward to. Continuing on the subject of mobile, according to sales data from Sensor Tower, Fire Emblem Heroes has reached the revenue mark of $400 million as the top mobile game for Nintendo outside of the Pokemon series. This is six times larger than the amount they've made from Super Mario Run. Mario may be the king of the Switch, but Fire Emblem reigns supreme for mobile. And Mario Kart Tour is right around the corner, so there's more mobile money to be made. For those in the competitive scene, EVO 2018 takes place this weekend with lots of Super Smash Bros. Action to look forward to. You can catch Smash Melee and Smash Wii U matches on the EVO 2 and EVO 3 channels on Twitch all day Friday and Saturday. A special exhibition for Super Smash Bros. Ultimate will be featured on the main EVO Twitch channel on Friday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And any fans of Shantae out there? Well, a free DLC has been added to Shantae Half Genie Hero. Jammies mode has been added so you can play with Shantae in her pajamas. But the biggest surprise was a crossover addition from Blaster Master Zero. With the DLC, you can transform Shantae into Sophia 3 from Blaster Master Zero. It's all available right now. And that's all for today. If you guys have any feedback about this podcast, please feel free to leave me a voice message using the Anchor app, or you can send me a tweet on Twitter at LPTiger, L-P-T-Y-G-E-R. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.